Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Jagler, Nationals Broadcast Network with Charlie Slows. You hear him on the call each and every radio broadcast. Jags, I was at the ballpark last night and enjoyed what was a pretty well-pitched game after the first inning by DJ Hers. I thought that was a nice sign for him that he didn't have it. He was all over the place, clearly struggled and scuffled early, and then he got it together like a veteran starter would. That seemed progressive.
Yeah, I mean, granted, it's been fun to watch him progress over the course of his season from a guy who, in AAA this year, a couple times didn't make it out of the first inning because he couldn't get in the strike zone, to now pretty consistently attacking the strike zone. And maybe with some of the recent struggles of other starters, you might say over the last six starts, he's been the most consistent National starter, because we're looking at six starts in a row, two earned runs or fewer. And, you know, unfortunately for the last two, probably deserved two wins, but has taken two losses. The game he pitched in Baltimore, gave up a first inning homer. That was it. First inning run last night. You figure against the Rockies, the team with the highest ERA in baseball, you give up one early and, you know, two runs total, you might get the win. But unfortunately, the offense did scuffle. But DJ has been a nice bright spot here over the course of his first big league campaign.
Jags, Luis Garcia pretty quietly putting up an awesome season. I will take a little bit of credit, although not for his performance. That's mostly him. But I was kind of beating the drum where I'm going, he's still only in his early 20s. The bat to ball is good. I feel like we can work the rest of it out. There's still some room to grow, certainly, but I feel like he's played a pretty good defense, and he's been hitting. He's just a hair under 300, a couple hits last night when there wasn't much offense going. I think we're kind of underrating the year he's having.
Yeah, I think you make a very valid point. I mean, to me, the thing that has changed from Luis, first couple years to this year, is there's actually a plan at the plate. Mm-hmm. Kind of just not going up there and just, you know, hacking away and flailing at anything that comes up. He has a plan. Now, he's still one of the more aggressive hitters in baseball, but we saw last night, good at bat, takes a walk against the lefty after doubling against the lefty. So he at least is taking that plan and implementing that plan. So it's been very good. And the improvement defensively has been tremendous. I mean, he's never going to win a gold glove due to his range, but does he make the routine play? Absolutely. Does he turn the double play? Absolutely. And he's cut down on kind of those mental mistakes, yep. the mistakes of not paying attention that really bothered him, and it bothered Robles when he was here. He has really cut down on those. So the entire game, there's been tremendous improvement. So he's definitely put himself from where we were at the start of the year, where it seemed like Trey Lipscomb was on the verge of maybe knocking him out of an everyday position, to figure, okay, well, you know, going into 2025, this is your second baseman.
He's been legitimately good. I mean, he's hitting .294 with an OPS around .800, and he's got 14 homers and almost 20 steals. It's been you saved your career. It's been actually a good season. He's 83rd percentile in strikeout percentage, 72nd percentile in swing and miss, 78th percentile at squaring balls up. Like, he's doing a lot well, and he's way better defensively, to your point, Jags. How about their defense in the infield otherwise right now? I feel like the Tana addition, as well as Chaparro, both those guys can hit, and they both did at AAA. Yep. Like, that is the carrying tool, is that they could put the bat on the ball. But I do feel like, and it's a small sample, but this is kind of the book that I got in the minor leagues on these guys, was they're not going to be very good defenders. And I do feel like at the corners, they've certainly gotten worse here recently.
Yeah, I think it's a team-wide thing, too. I mean, focusing on Tana specifically, he hasn't played a ton of third base. He's more been a shortstop, second baseman. He has really struggled defensively. And, you know, Chaparro, Yepes, neither is going to be a gold glove first baseman. They actually have Gallo in there tonight at first base. I think just kind of team-wide, the last, you know, starting on the last homestand, they had that really rough extra inning game against the Giants. You know, cost themselves a game against the Phillies. You know, for this team to win games, they have to play clean baseball, and that's defensively, that's not making outs on bases. And really, the first 2 days of this homestand, they've been out teaching. Yesterday, they were working on relays from the outfield. They were taking ground balls, situational PFPs, bunt plays. You know, they loused up a bunt play in the ninth inning of a walk-off loss to the Phillies. So just with some new players, you know, obviously you do all this in spring training, but a lot of these guys weren't in the organization or with the big league crew in spring training. So just getting used to playing together and where you're going to be on this bunt play or on this relay play. So there has been an emphasis on teaching here in the first two games of the homestand to clean up what you've talked about, some defensive miscues that in these close games will cost you the game.
And speaking of that, Jack, it's not a criticism by any stretch, as James Wood has done nothing but impress, but you would say, I think objectively, maybe not as comfortable in left field at, when he first got called up July 1st, as he will be probably now and will be, you know, at the start of spring training next year, just hadn't had as many reps at that spot. How do you feel about him now in left field? Does he look more comfortable to you pitch to pitch?
It's been a little better, honestly. I mean, it was really rough. And obviously, we focus on the bat, and the bat has been tremendous in the at-bats. It was rough his first few weeks. But to me, there's been a little bit of improvement. Now, I'm not saying gold glove caliber, but just, you know, I think there was some hesitation initially. We saw a couple of balls drop in that, oh, well, Abrams is going to catch the ball, and then CJ pulls up, and it drops in. He's been more assertive calling off on the pop flies coming in. And then once in a while, it feels like, you know, the opponent might say, well, he's not really going after it. And all of a sudden, he uncorks a perfect throw right on a base to nab a runner. His arm, to me, has been a little more, probably the best part of him defensively. So I've seen growth, so that tells me there's more there. Like you say, he's just 21. He's new to the position. You know, from day one in the big leagues to now game 42, 43, definitely improvement and still more to go.
Jags always love catching up. Have a great call tonight at 6:45 right here on The Fan.
Well, next time you come to the game, don't be a stranger. Don't sneak in and sneak out. That's not very nice.
Well, you know what? Last night the kids were there, man.
Oh,
we did a whole family affair in the stands. I was chasing them around. I saw less of the game than I wanted to.
Well, what you can do is you can bring multiple plates of food right in front of Jags and have them be disgusted with you for years.
There you go. Perfect.
You thought
where your dinner? Where
you
your
thought
dinner
Danny like was trying to eat a lot? I mean, you would have thought my kids had never eaten as many things as they were asking for last night.
Well, you got to feed them at home, dude. Come on.
We try.
Be a good parent.
Yeah. You wouldn't know it.
They don't have Dippin' Dots at the Paulson House.
See you, Jags.
Oh, of course. See ya.
See you, bud.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.